Oh, welcome to the Sparks Team Training Call for Monday, January 21st, 2013. Tonight's call, we're going to feature a special guest, Tom Georgialis from Salinas, California. This is the first of a series of interviews I'm going to do with direct jobbers in the AMSOIL business from all over the country. We're going to try to do one of these a month. So this is the first one. This is January, and we're going to do Tom for this month, and then going forward, try to have somebody different every month. And some of these folks are not in our AMSOIL Sparks team. Some are outside our team, like Tom, and I appreciate him taking the time out of his busy day to help us get a better understanding of his AMSOIL business and so forth. Before we get started, what I want to do is have a few announcements. AMSOIL 40th Convention is rapidly approaching. This is in July 17th through the 20th, if you take the core technology course. If you haven't registered, it's smart to get on the list now. This will show your commitment to yourself, help you get motivated to get yourself there, as well as your team. If you're bringing along a team or you have a team of AMSOIL dealers, being the first person on the list, it's kind of hard to ask them to do it if you're not. And we were on the AMSOIL list back the first day they announced it. And you can go to the AMSOIL.com website, click on the training tab, and then the AMSOIL convention. You can actually see people's names on the list. It's a growing list every day. People are going on it. So get yourself on the list if you can. And if you get into the core technology, definitely get yourself registered for that as well. Don't forget about the convention incentives. There's a list in the email that I sent out. If you don't get the email, let me know. I'll be sure to get you on the list, or you can check your spam folder. Some dealers have said it was in their spam folder. We're having incentives on helping you get to the convention. If you're going to take the core technology course, we're going to offer a incentive for that as well. Another thing I wanted to mention, I just noticed this week going over my AMSOIL reports, is check your own reports. There's been many new dealers showing up, and they don't always show up in the new customer report. What's happening is that some preferred customers are upgrading to become AMSOIL dealers, and AMSOIL is making a push to try to get preferred customers to upgrade, and they've actually put a wonderful ad in the AMSOIL magazine for the Preferred Customer Edition, and it's got a soaring eagle, and it talks about moving up to higher levels and becoming an AMSOIL dealer and so forth. So this last month, I actually spotted three dealers in our team that had upgraded in the last month. I think this is going to probably be continuing, and so just use your report and look on there and say, well, hey, I recognize this guy. He wasn't in there before. And it's weird because their dates are sometimes like 6 months or a couple years. They're like, well, this guy registered, you know, say back in 2011, and he's now just a dealer. How did that work? Well, what happened is he upgraded to become from a preferred customer. Be sure to get on our dealer training site, the accountdirect.lubedirect.com. You know, we're adding this site every day. This is all the training calls are on there, archived, as well as dealer tools that are only available to the Sparks team members. And we're really building on this site, helping you get new dealers. Definitely mention them to be on board with the site and everything. So help them get going if you can. And mention our dealer training site. Of course, any new dealers on our team, they get added to the dealer email as well. Without further ado, let me find... hold on a second here. There's Tom. Unmute, Tom. Tom, are you there?
I am, Michael.
Oh, great, great. Well, Tom, without further ado, I want to welcome Tom Georgialis. Tom, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you have your own business that you're operating, and you had to take time out of your day for that. And we do appreciate that, all the dealers on the team tonight calling in, as well as the archive. We appreciate your time taking a couple of minutes out of your day for this. Tom, why don't you give us a quick little bit about you and your background, where you're located, how long you've lived there, and some stuff like that. Just let us know a little bit about yourself.
Okay, Michael, I want to thank you as well for this opportunity. I think these are learning experiences for all of us, and you seem to be a man of great organizational skills. So, you know, we'll all benefit. So it's a pleasure to be here. Basically, I was born in the salad bowl of the world. That's the Salinas Valley of California. Other than leaving for college and also working seasonally in the fresh fruits and vegetable business, which took me to Southern California and Arizona seasonally, I've lived in this locale all my life. Salinas is just 100 miles south of San Francisco, for reference.
Okay. So you've been there your whole life, and California is, I heard, a wonderful place to live, that's for sure, as far as weather and scenery, and I imagine there's a lot of business out that way as well. Speaking of business, you have your own business. What is it that you currently do, and how long have you been at it?
Well, Michael, 8 years ago, I decided to get out of the corporate hold of the produce industry and seek out and find a franchise of sorts to buy and run. An opportunity came along with Lee Miles Transmissions and Auto Care. It's an East Coast-based transmission auto repair franchise, and it fit my profile. I was to be a transmission shop owner and also an area developer to broadcast and sell the Lee Miles brand to other transmission shops. Well, as the story goes, the economy turned, so the development stalled, but yes, I am currently a transmission shop owner.
Okay. And so what type of services besides, do you just transmissions, you do all kinds of work, and do you have other mechanics that work there, or do you do the work yourself?
You know, I've got a crew, you know, I've got a staff that I, you know, came with the shop when I bought it, and they're still employed with me. Our specialty is automatic transmissions. With the recession and tough economic times, though, we've broadened out our services locally, as has Lee Miles Corporate, into complete auto repair and auto preventative services. So as a result of our stated specialty, though, automatic transmissions, 75% of our work is still transmission related.
Okay, excellent. And so you offer these extra services and everything. I would imagine you probably offer AMSOIL through your shop, since you are an AMSOIL dealer. So let's go on to the AMSOIL portion of it. How long have you been involved as an AMSOIL dealer? And more importantly, when did you get started? Talking to you in probably AMSOIL University, it took you a little while to get started.
I think, Michael, it takes all of us a little while to get started. I think we need that jump start with the battery cables, you know. But I signed up as a ROTS initially in 2005. I attended a transmission trade show in Las Vegas, and David and Eileen Hochschild, those were my sponsors, I met them at this trade show. David was very convincing, and really, if you know anything about salesmen, they're the easiest sale there is. So he sold me. David called me after 1 year of not ordering product, and I told him I would quit making excuses about being busy and get down to business of ordering AMSOIL product and give it a try, and it's history ever since.
Okay. And so that's 2005, and then when did you upgrade to become an AMSOIL dealer?
It was a year later. What happened was I was trying to figure out how to build in more profit margins into selling AMSOIL products, and I know that's an obstacle we as dealers hear from our accounts, you know, currently. David mentioned, you know, my sponsor David, that I could consider becoming an AMSOIL dealer and actually channel my purchases through my newly established dealership and accumulate a reward or a commission on my own purchases. As I increased my commission, the incentive to sell and accomplish more AMSOIL sales increased, and my sales escalated.
Oh, okay. So you basically, you just thought about upgrading just so you could get a higher profit margin, and as you increase your products, then that profit margin would increase even further. So we're talking 2005, 2006, and then another year later you upgraded to become a dealer. What inspired you to move up to the higher levels of becoming a direct jobber in AMSOIL? You've been a direct jobber, I think, for several years now. Is that correct?
Yes. Let me go back, though, Michael, and tell you, I think it's important because, you know, I seem to be a target here of concern, you know, that I own a transmission shop. Let me tell you why I initially started using the AMSOIL product in my transmission shop, other than David selling me. First of all, I was seeing some CBs, and that's a terminology in our industry for comebacks. On those units of transmissions that came back with AMSOIL ATF fluid in them, I was virtually not having to buy any parts at all, and there was absolutely no wear internally in these transmissions. So this was really huge for me to actually see this myself with my own eyes and to actually have this affect my own pocketbook in a positive manner. That was quite a revealing fact, so that's actually why I started using the product.
Okay, so you saw it as an opportunity there to because you got such happy customers, they're going to come back to you. Their transmissions are lasting longer. They're probably telling their friends, "Hey, you got to use this AMSOIL. Go down and see Tom and have him put this AMSOIL in my transmission as soon as possible." Do you get a lot? Do you find yourself getting a lot of that?
Well, we're selling it all the time. I only offer AMSOIL products in my showroom for lubricants. You got to understand that. That's, you know, I'm solely committed to that brand and label. That's how convinced and committed I am to the brand and to my own dealership. We do buy a couple of cases of Chevron oil, you know, from Costco, like just everybody else, and you know we buy a couple cases of that every month just to appease that maybe that one customer that just wants an oil change and wants nothing else, just regular oil. And then we also use the Chevron product to top off engines that come in with nothing showing on the dipstick before our test drives. So, you know, we don't want to lose an engine just because we're test driving them. So, you know, that's the only other product that's really in our facility other than ATF, you know, Dextron 3 that we buy in barrel and bulk, and that would be our baseline ATF, and that would be well below the upsell of the AMSOIL ATF. So,
excellent. So obviously selling and promoting AMSOIL has helped your automotive business. We probably know that, and I remember you on one of the calls. It was a couple of years ago when you said that. The economies went down, and it has gotten difficult. You know, you've added on the automotive services and so forth. Have you've seen where AMSOIL has boosted that up? I mean, can you kind of explain how that has worked? I remember you talking. It was probably a couple of years ago. How, you know, the customers were coming back. Your AMSOIL was increasing, even though the economy was going down. I guess is what I'm trying to get at. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, we've got customers that seek us out because, you know, AMSOIL, for one thing, is putting out great publicity. And, you know, I know David and Carol Bell are on the line listening. And, you know, when these guys started back, and maybe even when you started your business, Michael, I mean, AMSOIL didn't have the label recognition it does now. Now we've got, you know, the Monster, you know, series and the truck series, and we got the ads and... You know, it's really become a popular label that's really standing out. It started out at the grassroots level, you know. So we have customers that see this advertising, and they're seeking out where can we find AMSOIL lubricants. And so they seek us out, they find us, and they find out that we have other automotive services beyond selling AMSOIL products. So, you know, We start relationships and we marry into these customers. So, you know, we have to do things like this because even in the transmission business, you know, in the internet, people are buying transmissions from even eBay suppliers and Craigslist, and you know they're trying to buy at the cheapest level, And so we don't always have transmission work in the house. So, you know, I remember there were certain winter months when it was not uncommon to only have maybe AMSOIL oil changes in our facility for a given week. But then these led to additional services such as brakes, fluid surfaces from bumper to bumper, and even AMSOIL bypass filtration installations, which I've become kind of a specialist. You know, everybody needs to find a little specialty that they excel in, and I love the bypass filtration installations, especially on the diesel trucks. So, you know, when I say bumper-to-bumper services, it's a rare occasion that a customer with conventional fluid or even, you know, throw out some of our competitors, Mobil or Castrol, they never come in and say, can you just do my truck or car bumper-to-bumper? But you know, there's almost a cult following in the kind of a mini cult following in the AMSOIL industry. They will come in and they'll say bumper to bumper or do the transmission and engine today, and I'll come back for my two differentials later. And I love that because when they come back, maybe there's a safety issue that I can address, and you know, we can enhance their invoice on their return.
Excellent, excellent. Now, all these customers that come in, you know, it's probably a pretty hefty bill at retail. Do you help them by making them preferred customers, or if they're business owners, do you register them as a, you know, a qualified type of account if you can when they come into your shop?
You know, Michael, I always print up an invoice showing the customer retail pricing in one column and the wholesale dealer pricing in the other column. I explain that I make my main income on transmissions and auto repair. I tell them that I can sign them up to buy at the same pricing that I pay. I tell them it's an additional income stream for me I've created in this MLM business where I make just pennies on their purchases, yet I have accumulated customers all over the country. And I win them over. There's a level of trust. You know, how many times did you ever have somebody tell you, I'm going to allow you to buy at my cost? That's an instant friend. So, you know, that's a great way for me to develop my AMSOIL business, and that's been a great contributor to it.
Oh, that's excellent. That's pretty cool that you show that. And you know, a lot of retailer shops, I think on first glance, if they didn't understand how the AMSOIL business works, like, I don't want to sell to them at wholesale, but somebody that's a dealer like yourself, and you, like you say, you could have customers and dealers all across the country. You know, heck, some of them probably might want to be, I could be a dealer too, and they get the AMSOIL in their car and upgrade to become a dealer, and now you've got somebody out there working for you in AMSOIL while you're still at the transmission shop working at that, and that's sounds like a win-win for everybody.
You know, David, I mean, not David, Michael, excuse me. I don't know if all the dealers know that, you know, that there's so many tools within the AMSOIL website, and that comparison chart of where I show the pricing is so easy to get to. You know, you just go to that big button in the website that says, you know, easy orders easy dealer order form, and then from there you can extract that estimator, and you can print it out, you can save it to a PDF and actually email it, and it looks really, really professional. It has the freight built in, the sales tax built in. You know, there's so many of those little tools that we forget about since, you know, we've been in the industry for a little while, but they're all there on that website.
That one there is easy to it's hidden because you don't notice it all the time, and I think most dealers go to the online store, and I'm like you. I use that easy dealer order form all the time, and I put all the products in there, and I can have it, like you say, I can have it just print wholesale. I can have it print wholesale plus retail. I can have it print out for a commercial account and gives their discount. I can have it print out for retail on a shelf account. I use that thing like exactly the same way you do. Print it, email it, print it out, PDF, It really works great. I appreciate you bringing that up, and definitely something that does that. As far as the direct jobber portion of it, how are you? Is most of the direct jobber just your own personal sales, or do you have a team, or how's that working for you?
The nice thing about being a shop owner is, you know, I was able to escalate quite quickly at first, just through my own sales and my own purchases. But what's happened is, you know, the foundation of my CCs or my monthly income, it's just been reinforced with what we talk about commonly as PV, you know, personal volume or gross volume from your dealers that, you know, gets added in. But I think it's like a stock portfolio. You know, you buy some bonds and mutual funds and stocks, and you got a little gold on the side. It's no different for us. You know, I've got my purchases, and I've got my dealer downline, you know, my downline dealers, and then I've got my PCs and my other accounts. And, you know, it's a steady growth now. At first, it was my initial purchases that was kind of launching my business. So, yes.
Good. Okay. Excellent. And as far as advice, I would just go for some advice, some of the dealers listening in tonight, and maybe some of your dealers that might be listening to this or get the recording and everything. What advice do you have for dealers that are wanting to work with automotive and especially transmission shops? Enzo has some tools for us in that, but, you know, you're a first-hand guy. You probably have business people coming in all the time. You might have, how do I get past that guy that doesn't, you know, you were that guy that says, well, I don't, you know, I'm not afraid. I'm not sure if I want to use this or not. Do you see this is a great way for dealers to increase their business, and what kind of challenge do you think you could help them overcome?
Well, first of all, if you go after an automotive related business or a transmission shop, I'm going to tell you that they seem to be a tough crowd and a bunch of tough cookies. You've got to find a shop owner that's progressive. You have to understand, I came out of another industry with no bad habits or built-in barriers of selling items such as AMSOIL. You know, if I can sell AMSOIL in my auto repair facility, then surely an experienced auto shop owner of working this stuff all his life could do the same. So I would tell the shop owner to use our ATF, try it in maybe a troublesome vehicle with maybe torque converter shutter. Or I would tell him or her to use it in a vehicle that maybe displays some harsh shifting characteristics. Two great automatic transmissions to try that in would be like any of the Honda electronic automatic transmissions, or maybe like a Toyota Camry. I assure you the ATF will smooth out the shift and improve the shifting quality. So, you know, they're going to focus on price, and you need to actually focus, you know, put the emphasis on the performance of the product and what it can do. And if you let them try it or you get them to try it, then they're going to see the benefits firsthand. I also would tell them, you know, I know in the future, I think it was announced at one of the past AUs, and we've been kind of, AMSOIL's kind of leaked it here and there, that we might have a more affordable ATF, maybe call, you know, possibly in the OE line, and maybe that's around the corner. So, you know, I'd sure carry that, keep that tool in your tool belt, and come back to these transmission shops and show them that you have an ATF that's priced more reasonably. But right now I'd go in with our OE line of products, you know, with a spreadsheet showing the rock bottom pricing on our motor oils. You know, chances are they're buying a synthetic oil from maybe Costco or Walmart. Do your homework, go over to Costco and Walmart and price those oils and see, okay, see, you know, where you come in price-wise, and go in, you know, prepared. And then I'd come up for a testimonial for our OE oil. You know, I have one in my back pocket, you know, that Every dealer should have testimonials in their back pockets, you know. That's you know, I love to live off the testimonials.
Exactly. It's always good, you know, if you don't have one, you know, ask your sponsor if they've got a testimonial they can help you out with. I just always remember when I first got started in Amsoil, as soon as I got one account, I went, you know, a couple streets down or, hey, so-and-so across town's carrying it. Come on, we need to get you going. You know, so-and-so can do it. You can. I had a quick lube down in the worst part of El Paso, Texas, was selling 2 drums a month of XL. You know, this was, I don't think anybody spoke English down there. And I had to draw circles. I couldn't even pretend to speak Spanish. I had to draw little circles and say I'd tell him I'd buy it back because he wouldn't get it. And a couple weeks later, he's selling it by the drum. It was awesome. And so then I told everybody else around town, look, if this guy can sell it, you can too. And I ended up getting a few more out of that just by telling, using the testimonial of them being able to sell it down there. And I firmly believe that having a few testimonials, especially in your local area, is always a smart thing to do, that's for sure. You know, as a direct jobber, you know, where do you see yourself headed in the next 3 to 5 years, you know, as far as building your Amsoil business alongside of your transmission business?
Well, I want to achieve a higher level of direct jobber within the reward system. I want to achieve the advantage of using, you know, the golden key car expense that, you know, we're allowed. I want to get up to, as they recall, you know, as they refer to, in the stars, as they say, within the Regency direct jobber status. I'll have to tell you, this is a stretch for me, Michael. I kind of resist attention and notoriety, yet the reward system has shown me just that, financial rewards. So now I'm more comfortable with moving up. I wasn't comfortable with it at first. I'm the type, I just won't flaunt it. But I also want a nice string of downline dealers that I can groom and mentor. I love mentoring people. And, you know, I want them to help make their own additional income stream and business development. In the automotive racing, which is a hobby for me, there's no greater reward than mentoring or teaching somebody how to drive on a racetrack, for instance, you know. It takes you back to a very sound foundation. The grooming of Amsoil dealers is much the same. You never forget where you started from, and the appreciation is very humbling.
Well, I firmly agree. That's kind of where I think I like even find myself gravitating more and more and more. And, you know, I don't want to get notoriety just to think that you know, I'm something special. I want to get notoriety so I can show people that, look, even if a dummy like me can do it, anybody can do it. And, you know, just follow a couple simple steps that Amsoil's worked hard to put out there for us. You know, I was one of the guys that as soon as I got the business manual, I spent like a month just reading that thing over. And I think I got the original. I've got highlights in it and write notes on the side of it. And, you know, if I talk to my my direct jobber, I'd ask him a question, and I have to write a little note on the side of it, you know, to get myself started. And it really helping the next person along do the same thing is really what I enjoy. And that's why we're having these calls tonight. And I'd agree with you 100% that that's a wonderful feeling, I think. And I think that's a great way for you to see yourself headed. Hey, are you going to attend the company events like the convention and Amsoil U? I think you've been to several of the Amsoil universities, right?
Yes, I'm going to be. We've got the convention coming up in July. That's, you know, combination Amsoil convention. I believe it doesn't it occur every 5 years, Michael?
Yeah, every 5 years on the anniversary of 1973, which is when the Amsoil business opportunity started. So Amsoil started in 1972, but the business opportunity for dealers, independent dealers, started in 1973, and that's what Amsoil says. We're actually celebrating the business opportunity of the dealers, and I think that's kind of a cool thing. So, it's every 5 years, so if you don't get to come to this one, it's going to be a long wait. Like yourself, I've been to the Amsoil universities, and I think it's important for anybody to come up to the factory. You've been there. Tell us what you think about the factory, Ansel headquarters, since you've been up there.
Well, you know, I will be attending in July, and it's quite an experience. I'll have to tell you, when AMSOIL University was first mentioned to me, I thought, why would I need somebody to show me how to sell? So that was my thought process. Well, you know, I finally showed up in Superior, Wisconsin, and I'll have to tell you, my eyes and emotions were off the page with excitement. I gained confidence in the company and personnel. You know, I ultimately gained more knowledge. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest side effects, or benefits, I should say, one of the biggest side benefits is that I've met people just like you, Michael, who are non-competing AMSOIL dealers. And I now have friends that I talk to from time to time, you know, all over the country, and we encourage each other. You know, we kind of, you know, give it the sis boom ba there. You know, we cheer people on. And they don't have to be in the same downline. You know, it's just you just want to make sure that you have somebody that's not trying to just benefit from you, and that it's a win-win relationship. And I've met some wonderful people across the country. And then you close the gap on, you know, meeting people like, you know, the David and Carol Bells and the David and Eileen Hanschildts and, you know, and yourself and Alicia. And it's a great system.
Yeah, I agree. Coming up there, you know, you go every year, you get to, you know, you're meeting friends, and while you and I, you know, we hear each other on the Bell teleconference, I don't know if we've ever talked on the phone personally, but it is nice to go visit up there, and if you ever needed anything, give me a call. I'd do everything I could to help you out, and I'm sure vice versa, and I do agree that the leadership, not only at the AMSOIL company, getting to experience those folks, and then the leadership in the AMSOIL business. You go up there to the company, whether it's at AMSOIL University, whether it's at a dealer training course that you just went to over there in California for the Ag Grand, and just anytime you get around other AMSOIL dealers, it's just kind of a special thing. It's kind of indescribable unless you actually go and do it. I think that's the only way to say it. You can't say how it is until you go and do it. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Anything else you have to add? You'd like to add real quick, and we'll open this up to maybe a few questions if we have any. It is just a little bit past 7:30, but I'm sure you got some important things. So, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Let me go back and just state something here, Michael. As far as being a shop owner that services cars, and I chose the AMSOIL brand, a real benefit to me is, you know, I have a label-making machine, which I install a custom service sticker for the next transmission service or the next oil change. And I place it up in the left corner of the windshield, and I state on there, service transmission with AMSOIL ATF, or use signature series oil, you know, whatever it might be. And what I try and do is I try and establish the fact that we've got a unique product. And so it's my belief, and I see the results of the return customer. I've convinced them that, you know, I have a unique product. They're using a unique product, and they're seeing the benefits. So the next time that we never have a control on where that customer is going to go, but I know when AMSOIL's up in the corner of that windshield and they say, you know, I'm going to stick with what I have, it's working, they're not going to seek out a Walmart or a Costco for their next service. So, you know, that uniqueness is really what I try and sell. So, you know, when your dealers are talking to shop owners, that's something to convey. You know, how are you bringing back your customer? Here's a tool, you know, that works. And then, you know, in my past industry of selling fresh fruits and vegetables all over the world, there was a saying that was commonly, you know, voiced. You can't sell something that you don't have sitting in your push cart. And push cart refers to, you know, the vegetable cart. And, you know, in other words, you know, most customers want oil right now. Do yourself a favor and start stocking up on oil as an investment to yourself at a slow rate. And I'm not saying that you have to stock the farm, but this might be just a case of maybe ASL 5W30 signature series. and then maybe 2 months later you say, let me get a case of OE a month later, I tell you, I assure you, you will sell this oil over and over and over. And what I do is, you know, potential customers seek me out, and I loan them the oil, so to speak. You know, after we've signed them up, I call in their order with their credit card directly to AMSOIL, and I have the oil drop ship right back to my shelf, and now the oil's back on my shelf ready to sell to the next customer. So it just keeps recycling. It's not that you have to have this huge inventory, but, you know, it's nice to have it for the customer that wants that oil right now. And some real common things, and I'm almost done here, Michael, is return phone calls. If a potential customer won't return your phone call, text them. That seems to be the new form of communication, and I find that it works. And then lastly, that I have to throw out before questions, is form a relationship with your sponsor. You have no idea what that means. It's truly a godsend. So that's what I do.
Well, I would agree. It's like a big family, and your own group. Your sponsor should be your first person, that should be who you have the relationship with, and they have a vested interest in your success, so use them, and I definitely agree with that. I appreciate those comments as well on having the product on hand. That's always a smart thing to do if you're getting the same calls for same product, motorcycle oil, maybe having the XL or Signature Series, a case or so of diesel oil. Have something that, it might not be the exact product that they want. Like if you have DME on the shelf and they want AME, you say, hey, this stuff still works. I just don't have that in stock. And you'll be able to cover as many applications with that. And if you want to build up a higher AMSOIL inventory, that's up to you. I know dealers at AMSOIL University, I've talked to several with $30,000 inventories that they were picking up. So that's you can go from a couple of cases of whatever you like to $30,000 worth of product and be able to cover every application. And that's the beauty. We all get to build our businesses the way we, choose to. So, well, with that, Tom, I appreciate it. We're going to turn off the mute and put it on open call. Maybe we'll have a question or two here. Hold on a second here. Should be open.
$38.
Okay, everybody can hear me here? Anybody got a question?
No, Michael, this is Jonathan. I don't have a question, but it sure gave me some good information for going back to some of my shops. Really appreciate it. And that good report on the ATF and then, again, how it can enhance their bottom line by the loyalty returns. That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Anybody have a question for Tom?
Hi, Michael. This is Linda Bell. I do have a question for George. When he does sell, like the ASL, does he use the AMSOIL filter, or what kind of filter does he put in these vehicles?
You know, Linda, nice to hear you again here. I stock a wide variety of the filters. In other words, I have the AMSOIL oil filters, and I also have the Wix filters on hand, and naturally the MAN corresponding filter that might not be available for the certain applications. The MAN filters seem to be more applicable to the European cars. But what I do is I give them a choice. Normally, I sell the Signature Series oil with the AMSOIL filters, and then I'll sell the OE and the XL with the Wix filters. But just when you think you got things figured out and dialed in, and the minute you make an assumption, you're wrong, because I tried to sell a gentleman the other day XL oil with a Wix filter. He goes, no, let me have that AMSOIL filter. So, it goes both ways.
Thank you. I just kind of wondered that when you go to a shop, getting them to buy both the oil and the AMSOIL filters when there's so many available. So, thank you.
We got any other questions this evening? We got a just a few minutes here, but I just want to make sure if anybody's got a pressing question, we can get that answered real quick. Anybody else tonight?
I've got a quick question, Michael. This is Brian Frambach. And, Tom, the question I have for you is, what kind of service interval do you recommend for ATF that you do? I just signed up a transmission shop over the weekend, and they seem to be ready to roll. This is a great time for us to have this call from my standpoint. But what would you recommend for a service interval on ATF?
That was what I was going to ask.
You know, I'm glad you was it Brian?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Brian, I'm glad you asked that. You know, maybe we, Michael and I, left that out. First of all, you know, I hear people talking about ATF, our ATF fluid going, you know, lasting 100,000 miles. Well, I got to clear the air on my opinion and belief here. First of all, I do want the customer to come back. So I'm going to give you an example. There's a BMW ATF fluid called Fill for Life. That pretty much says it all. It's, you never have to replace it. In fact, I saw something so silly, if I hadn't seen it myself in the owner's manual, it said, if you happen to drain this oil and you're going to reuse it, make sure you filter it with cheesecloth. So, I mean, they truly stayed a fill-for-life fluid. So here's the results of this fluid, though. We see BMWs coming into our shop, and Their motive is to get that owner, car owner, the BMW owner, to 100,000 miles. Well, what's happening is just beyond their warranty, they're losing transmissions at 105,000 or 118 or 130. So just like, you know, I don't think you can sell our motor oil to everybody for a 25,000-mile drain interval, you know, because there are other, you know, circumstances. There's severe service. And so, you know, the ATF is much the same. I sell the ATF when I use it for OEM replacement. And here's another advantage. I don't have to stock Honda fluid and Mopar fluid and Toyota fluid and Mitsubishi fluid and Nissan fluid. I have AMSOIL fluid, and it takes care of most everything I, you know, that comes in. So when I'm servicing a car on a normal service interval, and let's say I used our ATF to replace a Toyota Camry fluid, you know, and it called for an OEM fluid, I stayed on the repair order. AMSOIL synthetic ATF exceeds OEM specs. And then I put it out at a 30,000-mile interval. You had to wait a long time for that answer there, Brian, but 30,000-mile interval on my OEM fluid changes. Then I use a 50,000-mile interval for the customer seeking longer-term value, but then I shorten it up when somebody has severe service tow vehicles, they're towing horses or race car, or they've got a fifth wheel. You know, they're really poor, and maybe the diesel is full on this rig all the time. I shorten it up to 25,000 miles. So it's a judgment call. But I have that dialogue with my customers, and it goes back to selling AMSOIL. You have to have the dialogue. That's the difference between us AMSOIL salesmen and dealers rather than just getting a price or just finding out what a service is all about. I hope I answered your question.
You did, and I almost have a part B just because you mentioned it earlier. On your wicks and your MAN filters, are you getting those from AMSOIL? Is that how you get your wicks and MAN?
I get everything I can from AMSOIL, Trico wiper blades, wicks filters, MAN filters. you know, I'm privileged to be in a group where, you know, we've worked some of the largest trade shows in the country. And we've had people seek us out that are European-style repair shops. And for some reason, we've got just the killer deal on MAN filters. We seem to come in about 25% cheaper than their average wholesaler that where they could normally buy the MAN filter. So as far as, you know, the MAN filter fitting a Honda or, you know, a European car, we come in at a really, really good price. I'm finding that the Wix filter will come in at almost the same price, identical of what I can buy locally through my wholesaler. But I know that every time I push that button in that easy order form, that I'm getting CCs. So it's to my advantage of being a dealer as a shop owner to get that commission. And then Trico wiper blades, you know, I regard those as fairly high priced. But you know what? I'm committed to the system, the label, and my CCs. So, yes, I do. I buy all that from Amswell.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate such detail. And like I said, the timing on this is just perfect. So thank you very much.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I appreciate the questions, both Brian and Linda. Thanks for that this evening. We did go a little bit over, but I think it was an excellent program tonight, and I believe that I want to thank Tom again for taking his time and giving us some insights on his shop and his Amswell dealership, and we appreciate that. And best of luck to you, Tom, on your Amswell business, and look forward to seeing you up at the convention this year. And everybody's registered for the convention. They can go up and get to meet Tom face-to-face and ask him any question, and he'll answer you. I'm sure he will. Appreciate that. With that, hopefully everybody has an excellent week selling Amswell. Thanks again for getting on the call. This was recorded, so be sure to pass on the recording to your team if they weren't on. And with that, I hope everybody has a wonderful night. Good night.
Thank you, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Good night, Michael.